91X News.
It's 18 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. Belleville police responded to a robbery at a gas station early this morning. A male entered a gas bar on Highway 62 with a knife shortly before 1:30 this morning. The suspect left with an undisclosed amount of cash. The male suspect is described as white, 5'5" with a thin build. He was last seen running west on Millennium Drive. The robbery is currently under investigation. Belleville police were busy with drunk drivers over the weekend. There were four separate incidents of impaired driving, three on Saturday and one on Sunday. All incidents led to charges with court dates later this month. Belleville police thank the public for their assistance in the arrest and remind the public to call them if they see anyone that may be driving while impaired. Prince Edward OPP are investigating the discovery of human remains found in a field near Badgley Road in Ameliasburg early this morning. The identity of the male is not being released until the next of kin is notified. Foul play is not suspected at this time. Provincial police have identified a man who died after jumping from a truck near Peterborough. Police say 22-year-old Paul James Beck of Kitchener was a passenger in the rear part of an extended cab pickup Friday night. Investigators say he jumped from the truck on Highway 28 in the Apsley area. Beck suffered head and other injuries and died later that night. Meanwhile, police have also released the name of a Barry man who remains in critical condition after his all-terrain vehicle rolled in Peterborough County on Friday night. Police say 24-year-old Paul Charles Coots was not wearing a helmet and that alcohol was a factor in the accident. Canadian Union of Postal Workers President Dennis Lemelin is accusing Canada Post of trying to force a full-scale national strike. Lemelin is calling Canada Post's recent announcement that service will be reduced to 3 days a partial lockout.
What Canada Post is doing is really try to put the hardship on our members and make them go out on a full strike. And that's not the strategy we have developed until now.
Lemelin held a news conference in Ottawa this morning. He says the union has offered to suspend rotating strikes and go back to work if Canada Post reinstates the expired collective agreement. An appeal is to be heard today in Toronto of an Ontario judge's ruling striking down three key anti-prostitution laws. Since the ruling, the case has expanded beyond the governments and sex trade workers who launched the challenge. There are now 19 groups that want to bring their perspective to this historic case. Some 3,600 Air Canada customer service and sales staff are set to strike if a new contract isn't reached by the end of today. The two sides are still talking in Montreal, both saying they want to avert a strike, but they've made little progress. The CAW's Jamie Ross says the big sticking point is changes to the airline has proposed to workers' pensions.
Pensions isn't off the table yet, which is our biggest issue. However, the discussions will continue right to the deadline.
The threat of job action has sparked concern among travelers, but Air Canada is downplaying the potential impact of a strike. Three fires burning near Fort McKay in northern Alberta have merged into an inferno about 10 times the size of Edmonton. Crews have set back fires to protect isolated cabins and are also working to protect oil sands and facilities, but they say the situation is becoming more dangerous. And flood-weary Manitobans can't catch a break. They're now bracing for a big storm that could potentially bring another wave of rain and wind across a large swath of the southern part of the province. Flows into the Portage Reservoir are forecast to come close to the peak flood level reached in mid-May, which would again cause the Surrey and Assiniboine rivers to spill their banks. Quinte Conservation is asking the public to weigh in on the idea of solar panels on conservation land. They've teamed up with Solar Science Inc. to put together a plan. Jennifer May Anderson, communications specialist for Quinte Conservation, says the government's feed and tariff program has propelled them to tap into the green technology.
A lengthy process in terms of working with solar power, making sure that all of your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. And so this is just the very beginning stages of that long process. And our engineer, Brian Keane, will be going through that process with anyone who comes.
May Anderson says they plan to use the 42 acres of vacant farmland at the north end. The solar power open house starts tomorrow at the Quinte Conservation. It starts at 4 o'clock and wraps up at 6. A top aide to Gabrielle Gifford says the Arizona Democrat could be released from hospital before the end of the month. Her office has posted photographs of Gifford's on the Congresswoman's Facebook page. Reporter Bob Woodruff says they are the first photos made available since Gifford's was shot in the head in January at point-blank range.
These were actually taken about 4 weeks ago. Their staffers actually told me that she looks even better than she did then. She will be leaving the hospital probably within the next couple of weeks. But the big question is, will she return to Congress and will she run again?
The photos show Giffords with shorter, darker hair and one eye open less than the other, but there are a few other signs of her nearly fatal head wound. former Taliban fighters who surrendered to the Afghan government last fall are now threatening to rejoin the insurgency. Ex-fighters showed up at the governor's palace yesterday to vent their anger because promised help from the government in Kabul is virtually non-existent. An advisor to the Canadian Task Force commander says the Afghan government has been overwhelmed by the number of militants who want out. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Fact. The British Columbia Medical Journal published information that states public transportation continues to be one of the safest modes of travel in Canada. Fact. Riding a transit bus is 91 times safer than car travel. Fact. Public transportation generates 95% less carbon monoxide than private vehicles. Fact. One city bus can take 40 vehicles off the road, save 70,000 liters of fuel, and keep 168 tons of pollutants out of the atmosphere each year. So go ahead with Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
The puck drops tonight on what could be the Vancouver Canucks' first Stanley Cup title in franchise history. The Canucks are in Boston for Game 6 of the series final and hold a 3-2 lead. A Bruins victory tonight would send the series back to Vancouver for a Game 7 on Wednesday. The Dallas Mavericks took Game 6 of the NBA Finals to win their first championship. They beat the Miami Heat on their home court 105-95 with the help of 27 points from Jason Terry and 21 from Dirk Nowitzki. LeBron James had 21 points for Miami, but was largely quiet after the opening minutes. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra says Dallas took advantage of their opportunity to win the NBA title.
Our hats go off to Dallas. Neither team deserved this championship more than the other. But Dallas earned it.
David Ortiz homered and drove in 4 runs as the Boston Red Sox teed off on the Toronto Blue Jays for the second straight day, winning 14-1. Toronto outfielder Jose Bautista, who hit his 21st home run, says he's more worried about team losses than his offense right now.
I'm seriously not making the season to be out about myself hitting home runs. I'm trying to win games, and we didn't get it done today. So the fact that I got a home run, it would have been a single. It's same difference. We only scored 1 run today, and obviously it wasn't enough.
The Jays open a 3-game set against the visiting Baltimore Orioles tomorrow. There are 9 games today in the majors. Sebastian Vettel made a rare driving error on the final lap of the Canadian Grand Prix, and it allowed Jenson Button to get by him and take the checkered flag. The British driver managed to win despite making 6 pit stops as conditions changed on a wet day at the track. Button says it was a good day's work.
A great race, I think, for the people that are sat here. You know, to be on the podium was a pretty exceptional result. And to fight my way through from, I think, last position, yeah, it's definitely my best race.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, 91x weather. Today, cloudy, 60% chance of showers this afternoon with a risk of a thunderstorm reaching a high of 19. Tonight, cloudy, 60% chance of showers this evening and after midnight with the risk of a thunderstorm early this evening with a low of 13. Tomorrow, cloudy, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 22. And Wednesday's looking sunny, reaching a high near 27. At 12:09, it's 18 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.